Dewsbury in West Yorkshire is one of Britain's most segregated towns. Some areas are exclusively white, others totally Asian.
This is the mosque that we come to now.
How many mosques are there now?
Oh, there's one on every street corner.
A world in which few people ever cross the racial divide.
People that don't know anything about Muslims, they don't really want anything to do with them.
It's the Asians don't want to integrate. That's how I feel.
But two teenage girls from different sides of the track have agreed to meet one another.
Oh, I think I look proper weird.
And visit each other's homes.
Your husband-to-be, if he told you you had to wear a burqa, if he said you have to...
I probably would.
As they confront their differences...
Women are showing more than they should do. I do believe that, you know, you should be quite modestly dressed.
How far can their friendship go?
I know it's in a religion, but I won't do it.
On the east side of Dewsbury is Chickenley, an area that is almost 100% white. Siobhan lives with her mum and two brothers and has just turned 16. Siobhan's mum, Bridget, has seen Dewsbury change dramatically over the years.
When I were a kid, there were maybe a handful of Asians.
Less than 2 miles from Siobhan's house is Batley Carr, home to one of the UK's most conservative Muslim communities.
Alina, go get money off daddy.
17-year-old Fahana lives here with her parents and three sisters.
Alina, come on, get down from there.
Fahana's dad, Imran, is a taxi driver. By 16, he'd learnt the Quran off by heart.
Seems we have like a prayer for waking up.
The girls will see if they can build a friendship in what is a very divided community. On both sides, parents are supportive of the idea, but sceptical.